Abant is at Baisal University, School of Foreign Languages. Proficiency exam, listening session. Part 1. You're going to listen to a talk twice. Complete the gaps with 1 to 3 words. You have 30 seconds to read the paragraph. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Computers. It's hard to believe that no one had computers a few years ago. I wonder how people lived. There must have been a lot of paperwork. I can't imagine writing everything by hand. I also wonder how everything worked without computers. We need computers today for everything. Hospitals, airports, the police. Nothing can work without computers. I'm sure I'd be 10 times busier than now if I didn't have a computer. Imagine having to find a piece of paper and an envelope and then walking down the street to mail a letter. I love my computer. It makes everything in my life so convenient. Sure, it freezes and crashes sometimes. Sure, I lose some data. But that's not often. Most of the time, my computer is like my best friend.
Now listen again.
Computers. It's hard to believe that no one had computers a few years ago. I wonder how people lived. There must have been a lot of paperwork. I can't imagine writing everything by hand. I also wonder how everything worked without computers. We need computers today for everything. Hospitals, airports, the police. Nothing can work without computers. I'm sure I'd be 10 times busier than now if I didn't have a computer. Imagine having to find a piece of paper and an envelope and then walking down the street to mail a letter. I love my computer. It makes everything in my life so convenient. Sure, it freezes and crashes sometimes. Sure, I lose some data. But that's not often. Most of the time, my computer is like my best friend.
That is the end of part one.
Part two. You're going to listen to different dialogues twice. Answer the questions according to the dialogues. You have 10 seconds to read each question before the listening starts. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Look, I found this great book on Mary Kingsley. I'm going to take it home and start reading it tonight.
Oh, yes, the British explorer who went to Africa. What an amazing woman. But I'm sorry to say, this is a reference book. You can't take it with you.
Now listen again.
Look, I found this great book on Mary Kingsley. I'm going to take it home and start reading it tonight.
Oh, yes, the British explorer who went to Africa. What an amazing woman. But I'm sorry to say, this is a reference book. You can't take it with you.
Aren't you excited about graduation? I can't wait for my parents to see me in the procession. I'm going to buy a new dress for the occasion.
Well, I'm pretty worried. I have to talk to my math professor first. I don't think he's giving me a passing grade.
Now listen again.
Aren't you excited about graduation? I can't wait for my parents to see me in the procession. I'm going to buy a new dress for the occasion.
Well, I'm pretty worried. I have to talk to my math professor first. I don't think he's giving me a passing grade.
Welcome to Wedding World. Congratulations on your wedding. I will be helping you to plan your reception. We have to order the hall, the food, the cake, the flowers, and the entertainment.
Wow, there's so much to do. I think I want a big wedding, but maybe I don't. Maybe I want an unusual wedding, or maybe I don't. I'd better think about this for a while.
Now listen again.
Welcome to Wedding World. Congratulations on your wedding. I will be helping you to plan your reception. We have to order the hall, the food, the cake, the flowers, and the entertainment.
Wow, there's so much to do. I think I want a big wedding, but maybe I don't. Maybe I want an unusual wedding, or maybe I don't. I'd better think about this for a while. Welcome to London, sir. Are you joining us on our tour of Buckingham Palace today?
Oh, no. That's the last place I want to see. I just don't understand the reason for having royalty in the modern world.
Now listen again.
Welcome to London, sir. Are you joining us on our tour of Buckingham Palace today?
Oh, no. That's the last place I want to see. I just don't understand the reason for having royalty in the modern world.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention, please. We have with us a small boy by the name of Roland. He has red hair and is wearing a green and purple shell suit. He's carrying a blue fluffy rabbit and says that he is 4. When he last saw his mummy, he says, she was choosing some pears. If you are his mummy, please come to the customer service desk at the front of the store where he will be waiting for you.
Now listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention, please. We have with us a small boy by the name of Roland. He has red hair and is wearing a green and purple shell suit. He's carrying a blue fluffy rabbit and says that he is 4. When he last saw his mummy, he says, she was choosing some pears. If you are his mummy, please come to the customer service desk at the front of the store where he will be waiting for you.
Yes, Paris. Yes, Paris, France. You still have some tickets? Yes, next Thursday. No smoking, please, and an aisle seat if possible. Which terminal is that leaving from? I see, and the flight number? BA 893. And take-off time?
Now listen again.
Yes, Paris. Yes, Paris, France. You still have some tickets? Yes, next Thursday. No smoking, please, and an aisle seat if possible. Which terminal is that leaving from? I see, and the flight number? BA893. And takeoff time?
Good morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you. This is just part of a routine inquiry. You are the owner of the house?
Yes.
Then I assume that you are familiar with Mr. Winston of number 43, just across the street there?
Yes.
Well, if you or any other member of your household happen to know of his whereabouts, we would like to speak to him on a rather urgent matter.
Now listen again.
Good morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you. This is just part of a routine inquiry. You are the owner of the house?
Yes.
Then I assume that you are familiar with Mr. Winston of number 43, just across the street there?
Yes.
Well, if you or any other member of your household happen to know of his whereabouts, we would like to speak to him on a rather urgent matter.
That is the end of part two.
Part three. You will listen to a lecture on E twice. Take your notes to the blanks below and then listen to the lecture again. Revise your notes. Add details to your notes.
Last time, we looked at diet and healthy lifestyles. Today, we're going to talk about foods and drinks that can be addictive. What does addictive mean? Well, it means that a person can't easily stop consuming something. They crave it. In other words, they feel like they need it to feel calm. We usually think of things like drugs or alcohol or cigarettes when we talk about addiction. But today, we're going to look at three very common substances I bet most of us have consumed. And we'll see how they can be addictive too, and why that can be harmful. Let's talk first about caffeine. That's C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E. It's a natural substance that makes people feel excited or more awake. And studies have shown that it's addictive. Can you think of something you drink that contains caffeine? Let's see. There's coffee and tea. And how about colas like Pepsi and Coke? These all contain caffeine and therefore carry the risk of addiction. Does this mean you'll become addicted if you have a coffee now and then, or a Coke, or a cup of tea? No. It's only when you drink several cups or glasses every day that you might experience the addicting quality of these drinks. So how does caffeine affect our bodies, and what are the dangers of a caffeine addiction? Well, too much caffeine can cause your heart to race, and you may have difficulty sleeping. Caffeine can also cause your body to lose water. And finally, if you consume a lot of caffeine over a long period of time and then try to quit it, you might experience headaches. Here's another example of something common and addictive, sugar. You might say, what? There's sugar in all sorts of foods and drinks. You're right. Americans consume an average of 135 pounds of sugar every year. That's 2 to 3 pounds a week. It's pretty hard to get through a day without eating something with sugar in it. Lots of common foods and drinks like candy, Soft drinks, breakfast cereal, even spaghetti sauce contains sugar. So what are the dangers of having a sugar addiction? Well, if we eat or drink a lot of it, we might feel high or happy at first. But later, it can make us feel unhappy or low. And eating a significant amount of sugar can make us fat. Sugar is also bad for our teeth. But, like with caffeine, if we consume a little sugar each day, we probably won't experience addiction. Okay, I've saved the best example for last. At least, I think it's the best. Chocolate. Here we have sugar plus a couple of chemicals that are like caffeine. So all of the consequences of caffeine and sugar I mentioned are true for chocolate, too. Which means it could make your heart race, your head hurt, and your teeth bad. It also might make you lose water, feel high but then low, feel restless, and get fat. But wait a minute. If we know that these substances can be addictive and that an addiction can harm the body, then why is it socially acceptable to consume these substances? Because unlike drugs or alcohol, the consumption of caffeine and sugar and chocolate is unregulated. That means there are no laws controlling our consumption. In fact, in many cultures, these three things are considered luxuries or very special items that people give as gifts. So there's a sort of double standard about these substances, right? By that I mean, because they're legal, it's okay to consume them, even though they might cause us harm. So, if you like caffeine, sugar, and chocolate, what's the answer? Well, it's almost impossible to get through life without consuming these things. From vending machines to movie theaters to your favorite cafe, they're everywhere you turn. The key is moderation. This means not too much. Go ahead, enjoy your morning coffee or a piece of chocolate. Just don't overdo it, and you'll be fine.
Listen again.
Last time, we looked at diet and healthy lifestyles. Today, we're going to talk about foods and drinks that can be addictive. What does addictive mean? Well, it means that a person can't easily stop consuming something. They crave it. In other words, they feel like they need it to feel calm. We usually think of things like drugs or alcohol or cigarettes when we talk about addiction. But today, we're going to look at three very common substances I bet most of us have consumed. And we'll see how they can be addictive too, and why that can be harmful. Let's talk first about caffeine. That's C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E. It's a natural substance that makes people feel excited or more awake. And studies have shown that it's addictive. Can you think of something you drink that contains caffeine? Let's see. There's coffee and tea. And how about colas like Pepsi and Coke? These all contain caffeine and therefore carry the risk of addiction. Does this mean you'll become addicted if you have a coffee now and then, or a Coke, or a cup of tea? No. It's only when you drink several cups or glasses every day that you might experience the addicting quality of these drinks. So how does caffeine affect our bodies, and what are the dangers of a caffeine addiction? Well, too much caffeine can cause your heart to race, and you may have difficulty sleeping. Caffeine can also cause your body to lose water. And finally, if you consume a lot of caffeine over a long period of time and then try to quit it, you might experience headaches. Here's another example of something common and addictive, sugar. You might say, what? There's sugar in all sorts of foods and drinks. You're right. Americans consume an average of 135 pounds of sugar every year. That's 2 to 3 pounds a week. It's pretty hard to get through a day without eating something with sugar in it. Lots of common foods and drinks like candy, soft drinks, breakfast cereal, even spaghetti sauce contain sugar. So what are the dangers of having a sugar addiction? Well, if we eat or drink a lot of it, we might feel high or happy at first, but later it can make us feel unhappy or low. And eating a significant amount of sugar can make us fat. Sugar is also bad for our teeth, but like with caffeine, if we consume a little sugar each day, we probably won't experience addiction. Okay, I've saved the best example for last. At least, I think it's the best. Chocolate. Here we have sugar plus a couple of chemicals that are like caffeine. So all of the consequences of caffeine and sugar I mentioned are true for chocolate too, which means it could make your heart race, your head hurt, and your teeth bad. It also might make you lose water, feel high but then low, feel restless, and get fat. But wait a minute. If we know that these substances can be addictive and that an addiction can harm the body, then why is it socially acceptable to consume these substances? Because unlike drugs or alcohol, the consumption of caffeine and sugar and chocolate is unregulated. That means there are no laws controlling our consumption. In fact, in many cultures, these three things are considered luxuries or very special items that people give as gifts. So there's a sort of double standard about these substances, right? By that I mean, because they're legal, it's okay to consume them, even though they might cause us harm. So, if you like caffeine, sugar, and chocolate, what's the answer? Well, it's almost impossible to get through life without consuming these things. From vending machines to movie theaters to your favorite cafe, they're everywhere you turn. The key is moderation. This means not too much. Go ahead, enjoy your morning coffee or a piece of chocolate. Just don't overdo it, and you'll be fine.